off-ground harvest of almonds is to cut out the dust problems as well as pathogens on the crop is a big goal of the industry, but there are challenges on how to dry down the almonds in the stockpiles instead of on the orchard floor where it's normally done. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. UC Merced students have found an innovative way to maybe just do it. Yuriana Medina Fernandez, who is in the Innovate to Grow School of Engineering at UC Merced.
We're focusing on when it comes to drying almonds. The problem is that they emit a lot of dust, and then with that it comes like health issues, and then the almond board has been trying to fix that issue for quite a while now.
So if almonds could be harvested in a catch frame and then put in boxes and then sent to the huller where they'd be stockpiled, there's an opportunity. But you got to dry those almonds down. And it's all about getting air in that pile of almonds.
Is that instead of pushing air, we're pulling air. So we have a pipe that has a very specific hole pattern to ensure there's uniformity with the air. And then for the hours, we had two prototypes, 3 meters and 6 meters. So we played around with how much load, how many tons of almonds we were working with.
So traditionally, the almonds be on the ground conditioning. It would take about 1 to 2 weeks for them to get the moisture level down.
For us, we were able to go from kind of the 19.2% and we went down to the 13.2% in 3 days, which is pretty significant.
And that's progress being made in off-ground harvesting. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.